Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Clark from the Center for Weight Loss Success. And on this podcast of Doc Weight Loss, we're going to talk a little bit about starting out and getting to run your first 5K. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone. Again, this is Dr. Clark, and today we're going to be talking about getting towards running your first 5K, and we've got a special guest with us today. We've got Jim Bradley. He's one of the personal trainers here, but he has a lot of experience in getting people kind of off the couch and getting towards getting into that 5K mindset. Welcome, Jim. Say hello.
Hey, Doc. Thanks, everyone. Thanks for having me today.
And Jim, you've got a background, obviously, in fitness, but kind of tell us a little bit about yourself, how you got involved with this, and how you got so kind of, I guess, as part of your passions of helping people get to this point where they can do some of these things.
Certainly. I've been a competitive athlete most of my life, and I was a high school runner, and I've migrated from doing what we call duathlons, run bike runs, to full triathlons. And in the process, because I enjoy the coaching aspect of it, I became certified as a USA track and field coach, a USA triathlon coach, USA cycling coach, and as I mentioned, I'm also a high school coach as well here in the local area. What I really like about, you know, the coaching aspects, for especially for adults, is people that have never been, quote, physical, or people who think that, well, you know, I'm not a runner. Because, you know, runners in people's minds have the stereotype what a runner looks like. You know, we all remember the high school kid that weighed 120 pounds soaking wet, you know, and looked like a bean pole. Well, runners today, and I'm certainly not a bean pole, come all different shapes, sizes, and things of that nature. So having people, you know, achieve this first step, because I've worked with people that have never run before. They've done a 5K. Now they're off doing triathlons. They're talking to me about, well, what's it take to do a half Ironman triathlon? So it's very rewarding for me as a trainer and a coach to be able to coach people along to do those kind of things, because really, you know, it's about what a person wants to achieve. And just seeing people, you know, get moving and have that kind of work ethic and things it takes to do that is really rewarding to me.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a great point there. Now, if I'm, you know, just think, I'm not an athlete. I've never really done much running. It's something I've thought about. Now, before I begin, a couple things we ought to get done, though, right?
Well, absolutely. You know, one of the first things that you want to do is make sure, you know, before you even start lacing up the shoes for the first time, you know, you want to get a medical clearance from your doctor. You want to make sure that you're healthy enough, you know, for physical activity, you know, such as this. You know, make sure that, you know, if there's any conditions on your running, if there's any conditions specifically like a heart rate, things like that, that those are the types of things you want to make sure that a person's cleared for before they begin any type of training program, whether it's a running program or any other type of exercise program.
Right. I think that's a very good point. Get your physician kind of on board. Make sure you don't have some underlying problem that from a medical aspect this would be unsafe for you to do. But for most people, basically starting physical activity is one something your physician is going to encourage you to do, and if you have some limitations, they'll likely go over that with you. But it is something important to do ahead of time. So now when I'm okay now I've got this clearance to do, and I'm okay to start, and sometimes mentally getting really prepared to start, you know, I know I want to do it, but boy, you know, sometimes those hurdles can be difficult.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the mental hurdles can be just as crippling as a person being out of shape. You know, a lot of people have, like, again, as I said earlier, in their mind what a stereotype runner is. Well, you know, I want to take that and just kind of throw it out for a moment, because, you know, runners come in all kinds of shapes, sizes, and colors, et cetera. So really, you know, you just got to go in there with an open mind and say, hey, you know, I'm going to get through this. And don't listen to those little demons in the back of your mind that all of us have us. And even competitive athletes, even Olympic athletes, wrestle with those demons. And when they talk about them, it's a whole discipline called sports psychology. And so, you know, we can certainly talk a little more about that down the road. But really, you know, you just got to understand that, you know, you can do what you can do. You're not out there trying to set a personal record right from the start. You know, a personal record would be it's completing, going across the finish line.
Right. Yeah, especially, you said all colors and shapes and that. It reminded me, that brought that picture of the Color Me Rad braces that are out there, the really colorful stuff. It's like that. It's pretty incredible, those pictures that you see out there. Now, kind of getting started, though, kind of a support system, that can be very beneficial, too. And it can come in all shapes and sizes as well.
Oh, absolutely. You know, having training with a friend, you know, is a great way. Or if there's any like local running clubs, or if you contract with a coach, those are certainly ways to get started as well. Because it's really, you know, when you have to get up and go run, especially if we haven't done it before, it's really hard sometimes to get motivated in order to do that. Now, when you're accountable to another person, you're accountable to a group, you're accountable to a coach, it's kind of more, you got someone kind of kicking there in the rear end a little bit to get you motivated, to get you going. And it's good when you're feeling down, it's that person, it's kind of that cheerleader, if you will, that'll give you that, you know, little punch in the arm and say, no, yeah, you can do it, and you're doing great. Even though, you know, the weather may be cold outside, it may be raining outside or whatever, but we need to go get a little bit of a run in. And it's very great, because always, you know, I like to tell people misery loves company. So therefore, you know, it's great to be able to do that.
Right. Yeah, support system and support side can be very important. So the buddy system works wonderfully. Now, if I'm just getting started, we do have to be a little careful. Obviously, I don't want to get hurt. I'd want to get started and make progress to where I'm going. But sometimes people dive in too fast, so to speak, and they don't look where they're going, or however one wants to put that. And we need to be a little careful.
Absolutely. You know, and kind of a good mindset I like to adapt and have people do is, you know, you need to start where you're at rather than where you want to be. So in other words, if down the road you want to be able to run a 25-minute 5K, you don't need to start training like you're running a 25-minute 5K. You need to start where you're at today. Initially, you know, what that really means is, you know, you're going to probably jog a little bit, walk some, jog some, walk some. It's kind of a handoff kind of exchange. For example, a person may be jogging for 2 minutes, walking for 2 minutes, jogging for 2 minutes, walking for 2 minutes. You know, those are kinds of things that, you know, we like to see beginning runners start to do. You know, we don't have expectations of a person, especially if they've never done a 5K or have done any running before, to run the 3.1 miles right from the get-go. You have to train for it, just like anything else. You just can't get up one day and say, I'm going to do a 5K, throw the tennis shoes on and go do it. You got to properly prepare for it. And that means because you won't get injured. I mean, you've got to kind of ramp up slowly with this, add miles to it. And sooner or later, what's going to happen is as you start expanding your training program, if you're working with a coach or whatever, you're going to be running 3 minutes, walking 2 minutes. Then down the road, you'll be running 4 minutes, walking 1 minute. And hopefully you'll get to a point where you're running 5 minutes, maybe 30 seconds. And then hopefully down the road, even further than that, you'll get to a point where, you know, you're making even more progress toward that, you know, that 5K goal.
Right. So say I'm, you know, I have this goal of running a 5K, and is there a time frame that I really want to start, or say if I'm starting today, when is it realistic, and I know it's going to be individualized there, of thinking that, okay, I can participate in a 5K, you know, is there a certain length of time that you're going to recommend and things like that?
Really, and that's a good question, and it really kind of depends on several things, as you indicated. You know, how old the person is, what their physical shape are, and what, you know, type of time commitment they actually have. Typically, what I like folks to do, I like to have them train at least 3 days per week, you know, for 1 day separation between the sessions, and they try to allow them about 10 weeks. Now, you can actually go, and there are programs out there where you can go 8 weeks or 6 weeks, but giving yourself 10 weeks is a really good amount of time, because that way allows a person to ramp up a little bit slower, and that way you don't have to worry about those little, you know, nagging little injuries and things that may come up along the way. You have some leeway and you can adjust that as a person, you know, as developing. But, you know, bottom line, about 10 weeks or so is what I like to see.
And when you're seeing that 10 weeks, say I have that 10-week time frame, and you mentioned kind of starting out with those kind of 3 days a week, but do you really try to map out kind of where you want to be along the stages there and say, okay, these are like mini goals? Does that work pretty well?
Absolutely. That's a great way. And we call that basically a training plan. And basically we develop a training plan for a person, and you have weekly goals. Weekly goals will be, you know, we're going to try to run X amount of miles this week. You know, we're only going to try to walk this many times a week. And oh, by the way, you know, let's throw some cross training in there. Let's spend some time spending on the bike for a little bit so we're not running every day. Let's not forget about getting into the gym, lifting a few weights here and there so we maintain our upper body strength. Those types of things, that blueprint. It's always good when a person starts, and even to me, I'm very fanatical about this. I like to have an objective. You know, just getting on the treadmill, going outside and just running, well, that's great for recreation. But if you're trying to actually achieve a goal, a race down the road, you know, it's nice to be able to map this out to decide what I'm going to accomplish this week, because that way you have a purpose. When you lace up those tennis shoes and you get to go, what am I going to do today? And so, you know, check that off for your day's objective. You map that to your week goals, and then for your month goal, what you're trying to do. And then if you do that, you stay diligent with it, you know, when it comes to race day, you'll be ready to go.
Right. And this is where coaching can really be beneficial.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, a coach is a great person to have. Of course, my high school students and athletes probably may disagree with that sometimes, but my adult clients certainly would believe that coaching is a great thing, because again, it holds a person accountable. And a lot of people, when they're first starting out, they have no idea how to go about this. And so, you know, getting with like a USA Track and Field certified coach that, you know, understands how to develop training programs and can work with all types of runners and their abilities, from competitor runners to recreational runners, is a great way to start.
All right, Jim, that was great. We're going to kind of wind this down here. So if you had like a couple of tips for someone, if you were going to say these are the most important things to consider if I'm thinking about doing that 5K in 10 weeks, what would you say that is?
Okay, first one is, you know, get the medical clearance from your doctor. Make sure you get that done. And, you know, and take these mental hurdles, these roadblocks that you have in your mind, what you think a runner, typical runner, looks like. There is no such thing as a typical runner. Throw that out of your mind. Make sure that, you know, you have a support group or get with a coach, and make sure that, you know, you're following the plans of the coach, making sure that you're following the training plan. Don't try to freelance. You know, you need to make sure that when you go into this, you know, athletes need to be what we call coachable, you know, and that means you're going to take the advice of the coach, and the coach is there to be the good cop sometimes, the bad cop somebody, and be that little voice in the ear that's going to be nagging you, you know, from time to time. So basically those are kind of the takeaways, what you need to do. But, you know, if you have a desire in your heart and you're cleared by your doctor, you know, the first race, it's not about time. The first race is about completion, getting across the line. And once you get the bug, stand by, because then, you know, you're going to start signing up for races, and then you're going to be start talking the lingo. You know, you're going to be watching what you eat, and you're going to be all, you know, what runners do. Runners and athletes can be very fanatical people, you know, and so that, you know, but it really catches on, and it's a great way, you know, to help keep a healthy heart and achieve personal goals as well.
That's absolutely correct. I agree. And soon we'll be headed to Hawaii, and we'll be doing the Ironmans, right?
That's right. I mean, there's Ironman down the road. So, you know, if the 5K is not challenging enough for you, you can always throw a 2 mile swim in there, 112 miles on the bike, and a 26.2 mile run afterwards, if that's not, you know, good enough for you.
We'll start out smaller though. All right. Well, thank you very much. If you want more information or you have questions for Jim, you can reach him through the Center for Weight Loss Success. The email is success@cfwls.com. If you just want more information, more access to me, I do a webinar every single week. It's Losing Weight USA. I would encourage you to go to www.losingweightusa.com. You can sign up, get more information. Take care, everyone. Thank you again, Jim. And we will see you all on the next podcast. Take care.
Thank you.